The following audio has been created from a transcript written by Trevor whilst sitting in the power of the spirit world. This process is known as automatic or inspired writing. The words were heard as a voice in Trevor's mind and immediately written to notes. The voice you will hear is, of course, not that of the original speaker, merely an artificial voice to bring the words to life for the presentation. Trevor has been working as an evidential medium for over 20 years. The original transcript notes can be found on his website, along with all of his other online work. Details will follow at the end of this presentation. This session was written on Monday, the 18th of December 2023 at 3:30 p.m.
This session started with a brief conversation from Trevor's father in the spirit world. I will be his voice. Hello, son. Frank here, your father.
What are you doing here? Are you my speaker for the day?
I could be. I'm not, though. I just popped in to let you know me and your mum are doing well and enjoying life.
Should I be writing this down?
You could do, though I've nothing much to say. We have a big family here, as you know, so there's always people to see and things to do.
Thank you for dropping by.
We'll speak again soon. Son, I'm proud of you and we love you still.
Your dad popped by and wanted to just say hello. I hope you didn't mind. Was that a nice surprise? I'm being told to tell you that tomorrow's date is a special one. I don't know why, I haven't been told, and by the feel of your mind's activity, you don't know either. I'm sure you'll find out. Jane's awareness has blossomed, don't you think? She is picking up on all the signs being sent to her. They're meant to share love with her from those on this side. Can you see how one person's love of working with us can rub off on those around them? But Trevor, it's not just your loved ones, such as Jane, and your closest friends. But it's on everyone that you connect with on Earth. Your enthusiasm is addictive. I'm often shocked at how some people on Earth so preciously want to progress their talents in this work, yet don't seem to want to put the effort in. Time might appear unending, but really, it is passing by faster than one can imagine. Several nights you've watched the sun disappear on the horizon, as it dips into the sea and is gone. You've actually watched it moving, sinking with your very own eyes. You wondered why it was moving so fast. It has moved at that speed for millions of years, and generations of your family have watched the daily ritual. You even said goodbye to the sun the other day, and thanked it for the heat and light. Now you're cooking with gas, as we used to say. That is how to appreciate your life. There is a lot planned for you in your coming year, so I do hope you stay alert and ready to progress. Your mind has just wandered away. Learn to stay more focused. I know you are in a place of distraction, so I'll forgive you. You wrote of the miracles you've been part of this past year. Indeed, that is so. Referring to our messages from your loved ones as miracles is perfectly acceptable. It's a shame many others don't appreciate them as miracles. Sometimes being a medium is a thankless task. And yet other times it is the most incredible gift of life. That's how I used to see it. Well, thank you for letting me use you today. I hope I'll come back again soon. I hope my message today serves to show others that the conversations between our two worlds don't always have to be so formal. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.
This presentation was created and produced by Trevor Baldwin. To find out more about his work with the spirit world, and to read his publications, such as The Inspired Spirit and Words from Spirit-Inspired Writing, visit spiritedtalk.co.uk. There, you'll find an opportunity to support Trevor's work by subscribing as an envoy. Alternatively, you can make a donation to paypal.me/spiritedtalk, and Spirited Talk is all one word. Thank you for listening and supporting this work. Goodbye.